Good morning. This is the daily record of Dr. Robert I for the 23rd day of the sun in ascension. Allow me to begin by observing the excellence of this morning's sunrise, which I am able to view, as ever, from the great window in the mountainside home, which continues to be my graciously given place of living. I must confess that I am slightly distracted. The light from the lake below is shimmering brightly now, and reminding me of the dramatic events that took place yesterday. I can only say that yesterday's events were near catastrophic, and yet, oddly, strangely fortuitous. I ask forgiveness for my distraction from this moment of pure, positive experience offered to me by this new and beautiful day. Consulting the oracle this morning, as is my habit, I was told to prepare for a day in which innocence may be challenged by the unexpected. Well, no doubt about that. I will use this diary entry to describe the events of yesterday, the 22nd day of the sun in ascendant. Myself and my daughter, Halla, had decided it was high time to explore the surface of the great lake below our home, which, as I've described recently, has begun to lose its ice covering and is becoming free water again. We walked carefully around the edge of the ice, and at some point she observed a shining and very unusual object under the surface of the thin ice. In spite of my objections, which were strong and very clear, she edged closer to take a look, and suddenly, almost silently, she disappeared as the ice gave way and she fell into the water. Of course, I came to her aid at once, but as is so typical for her, I was obliged to wait and stand by and observe as she dove under the water to recover the object she felt so strangely attracted to. And it is this object that now sits on the table in front of me this morning, and which I am contemplating. Hella, my daughter, is recovering well, though I am afraid she may have become ill. Of course, I will not speak of negative things. I can speak of the object which she recovered. I have already conducted some short analysis, and I can see that this is a man-made object. I can also see that it is more than 9,000 years old, which, according to my calculations, places its date of manufacture somewhere in the early Anthropocene, which is, of course, my period, my speciale, quite an extraordinary piece of luck, and a very rare find indeed. I can also see, from a fairly cursory analysis, that this object has spent some time away from this world in space. My daughter has very sharp eyes, and I'm sure she'll become an excellent archaeologist one day, just like me. Three things can be known about the object. One, I am fairly sure that this is a form of data storage device, though not, I think, a very common one. The second thing is that there is a word, in the old form of letters, written on the surface of the object and discernible. The word I can read is Ozymandias. The third thing that I can know is that though this object is obviously very, very old and somewhat damaged, essentially, it appears to be intact. I have decided to make an investigation and to analyze this object myself. I want to see if it can't reveal some of its secrets, and I'm hopeful that it will not reveal any negative experiences. I can apply some of my newest methodology, which I am very much looking forward to do, and attempt some extraction of data from the object. And if I succeed, I know I will have to make all of my discoveries known to the creative office. But for now, just let this be my secret, or rather, a secret for me and my dearest darling, Hella. This is the Daily Journal of Dr. Robert I on this, the 64th day of the Sun in Ascendance. Good morning. This morning's sunrise was somewhat obscured by clouds. The weather seems set for some unsettled times, yet I remain still, inwardly and outwardly, like this mountain on which I am so lucky to live. It is now 41 days since the discovery of the Ozymandias, and it is 41 days since the accident which has caused my dear daughter, Hella, to remain somewhat withdrawn and unwell. I do hope for full recovery, but I'm also happy that she can be here with me. Her ideas and observations are quite inspirational in this difficult work. I will not speak of negative things, of course. Allow me only to say that I hope for full recovery and soon. Now, to the work. My Ozymandias has begun to give up its secrets. A breakthrough happened yesterday, and I am now convinced that the data inside the Ozymandias is intended to be read in the form of sound. Simple sound to be heard, and nothing more. I find nothing at all to suggest any visual or mathematical data models, and herein lies the greatest of challenges. Speech. Speech in the form of language, language bringing explanations of some sort, I hope. In any case, intention. Somebody, at some point, put these messages in the Ozymandias and sent them into space with the intention that they should come back to Earth. There is much damage, and I fear that what remains may indeed still only be a tiny part of a once greater whole, yet still. If I can decode the sounds contained inside the Ozymandias, then this could be a great discovery. Very significant. I know that the Creative Office looks dimly on all forms of negative information from the ancient past, and I suspect a distinct bias, in fact, against my own beloved Anthropocene. So I remain committed to my plan to keep the discovery secret still, and for as long as I can. I should give credit to my dear daughter, of course, Hella, who spotted the presence of rhythm and syntax in the sounds that can be extracted. Still impossible to say if we'll ever be able to unjumble this enormous amount of information into something we can actually understand and learn from. I think I must quiet myself and my mind. I must learn to listen. Thank you.
I hope you are not
This is the Daily Journal of Dr. Robert I. 122nd day of the sun in ascension, a day that began with rain. My meditations have been unsettled of late because there is so much rain. I have again consulted the oracle that informs me that I have gained great possessions, and these possessions are significant. Well, I knew that already. It also warns that I should be careful. There is adversity and the possibility of negativity. I will not, of course, speak of the negative. Hella, my daughter, however, shows little signs of improvement, and she needs constant and daily care. She remains, however, at my side, and when she can muster strength, we listen together to the sounds that I extract from Ozymandias, and together we try to understand.
Everywhere you are is different. Whenever you're listening to this, I'm sitting in 2000.
Hello, human beings of the future. Back to the 1800s. I'm talking to you.
It's now over 30 days since the Ozymandias first spoke to us with that single, clear voice. Now I've been able to extricate many strands of information and understand that the sounds exist in time separate from one another, and that the time between words is space in which we can interpret meaning. I have no doubt that the Ozymandias was created as a deliberate attempt to send information to the future. To us here in a future. Well, in fact, to a future that, strangely enough, happened a long time ago. The Ozymandias, I would estimate, spent at least 1,000 years in space and was deliberately sent to space in order to travel around the solar system and return to Earth. Presumably those who sent it expected that people would be waiting, but obviously there were none. The people who sent this message lived when the Anthropocene was at its very peak. There were billions of people then. Such knowledge they had, such beauty and potential, even if, as we know, they allowed for the constant interference of the negative in pretty much all aspects of living, as far as I can see. But something negative, I must accept, is that I have been sequestered, ordered, I would say, to share all of my findings with the Creative Office. Somehow they've gotten wind of my work. They know what I'm doing here. So far, I have been able to keep them back, and I have refused. I fear, greatly, that they will see dimly the potential for positive results in my work. They are biased, without doubt. They do not permit the negative, particularly from the ancient past. Anyway, my work continues daily, most of the day and most of the night now. I must work fast if I'm going to extract all of the information I can before I'm stopped or I have to surrender all of it. I am very nervous, however, about the possibility of damaging Ozymandias. It's a little more fragile than I'd hoped. It is over 9,000 years old, after all. My daughter, Hella, feels such strong connections to the confused voices that we listen to. She asked me yesterday why I'm working so hard to unlock the secrets of the Ozymandias, if I risk discovering something that's going to lead to a negative experience. After thinking carefully, I told her about the possibility of what I would call a negative truth, and that in the Anthropocene, The truth was believed to occur in many, many forms. I'm not sure she fully understands, but she is so eager to do so. I'm so attached to her. I wish, I hope, with all my heart, for a positive outcome regarding her well-being.
Assurance and they have peace with God.
If you're listening to this, remember to congratulate yourself. We did it.
This is the journal of Dr. Robert I. Today, the very last day of the sun in ascension, the longest and brightest day of the year. Tomorrow, the solstice. I have successfully identified consistencies in the data. I have successfully isolated complete individual messages.
Hi, future. My name is Frederick. I'm sitting at the top of an apple tree in the little square garden of my childhood home where I'm currently also living. It's nice to sit up here. There's plenty of space because I just pruned all the yes, I can grow more apples and it doesn't grow wild, which I guess we don't want in this garden.
Almost by accident, I have also discovered a core stream indicating that the Ozymandias may hold up to 10,000 voices. And that each voice expressed a single, unique data set, an individual, unique expression. What I have here are 10,000 voices from the ancient past. This must be the greatest discovery of any time I can remember.
Almonds? Butter? Milk? Juice, eggs, ham, rye bread, white bread, pate, coffee, sugar.
However, I believe that the intended target for the voices that I am hearing was those people who should have discovered the Ozymandias on its return to Earth.
Hello, people of the year 3017.
It spent 1,000 years in space, that I established long ago, and it was removed from the Earth and all its calamity for all that time. It is tragic, negative, to think that nobody saw it fall back to Earth 1,000 years after it was launched, and that it's remained hidden from sight here for more than 8,000 years since. Hidden from sight until I, or rather, dear Hela, saw it in the ice and found it again. But this is my gain. This is a positive experience.
Hello.
Hello.
Just really like to be relatable to you guys, because I'm sure we have a lot in common. But whatever I'll say, it can only come off extremely archaic and weird. It's like talking to teenagers. And the whole thing is also a bit like putting a message
please
in a bottle.
Stop all that war shit about, you know,
and
shooting each other, bombing each other,
really
who's right, who's wrong.
To
you want to get you, we want revenge. You know, just cut it out, live your life. We only have this one life.
So as to remove mountains, but have not
so,
love, I am.
It's just a little short hello thing for me. Have a lovely
so
day.
Dear
bye-bye.
Occupants of Earth, back in my time, some of us got it. That is the message I want to convey to you. That some of us understood that we were at a threshold where our actions as a global civilization determined quite a lot about our future.
I can feel that I am wearing a hat. My laptop and my hat have the same color, gray. I can see the sleeves of my shirt, and they are gray too. I can see two white coffee cups, and both of them are empty.
I am still drawn towards the negative regarding the health of Helle. Yesterday, she became weak and appears to be losing her memory. She said to me yesterday at some point, quite clearly, I do not know or remember who I am. Then she said, I do not remember my mother. I do not remember my family. And I do not know what an apple tree is. Somehow the voices of the Ozymandias have begun to affect the way she thinks. Yet she has such inner strength, and despite the slowness of her recovery, she remains wise beyond her years.
Crisis. A crisis of environment.
Imperfect will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then...
The one thing. Take interest in history so you don't make this mistake of doing things without knowledge of the past. It's crazy if you don't know.
So right now in our world, I think
before.
The bottom line, the systems are designed to prioritize
in my time,
resource accumulation to very, very few people. And what that means is... Sorry, my son's about to spill chocolate milk on our carpet. I hope you know what chocolate milk is. But what that means is that we're...
Does love still exist?
We're destroying the earth. We've completely...
How do you guys fight each other?
Easter. What a lovely word.
What kind of weapons?
I bet you think I'm referring to the weather.
What came in?
The rooks came flying with branches and twigs. They built nests for their eggs to hatch. Like when the witch built her pancake house. Yesterday, we ate our meals behind the bulletproof window. We knew it was bulletproof because...
Second day of the Descendant's Sun. Journal of Dr. Robert I. Outside, the wind is tugging at the sky and there is a great storm. So much thunder and lightning, I've hardly slept. In the past 2 days, I have been hard-pressed to salvage my work and the very Ozymandias itself from what feels like an impending disaster. I realize that I have given way to pride and hubris, and I have allowed for the influence of the negative in my thinking. I have neglected the true path of knowledge in my striving for completion. The Ozymandias is, without a doubt, deteriorating fast. I believe I cannot hope to extract many more voices from its core. I'm not certain I can preserve those I've already untangled. But I must remain pure and focus on the righteous and wise path, or I believe I may invite disaster. I am perturbed. I am sad. I am confused. I feel the influence of the negative. Of the original 10,000 voices, only very few have been salvaged, and only very few can be salvaged. Perhaps 30 in all, maybe 32 out of 10,000. Just 32 voices from the past. Maybe all that remains.
All the people who can't be on the promenade. All the people who have forgotten where they came from. All the people who dropped their keys. All the people who can't join the club. All the people who can't be in the gym.
I have an issue with pink. I just hate pink. Whenever I look at pink, I get upset. Colors have a very specific meaning for
us. The few voices that I have extracted
and there's a
and identified as individuals all seem to represent a group living not terribly far from this location. At a place under the title Ocean, there was once a likely significant population center at the time of the making of the Ozymandias.
What I'm trying to say is that I don't think there's anything that I can tell you that you will find useful. At least there are very few things that you'll find useful. But I think it'd be funny if you guys would consume a bit of our culture, such as Plasma C.
My problem is that I do not believe there will be any people in 1,000 years. So I have a hard time to give you a message. All I see is this tape recorder standing in a grass field, surrounded by butterflies and other insects, and my voice speaking up into the sky and nobody to listen. So I would like to take the chance to say sorry for what we've done to the planet.
All of my relations, all of our relations,
to listen to this message.
They viewed life as a web of interconnected, interconnectedness.
Participating in the rape.
And that view of life is, you can say, dramatically different to what the view of life the white man came with and what has been.
I know that you, who are listening to this, is living 1,000 years later than me. Therefore, you might think that everything is different. But that is not the case. The most important element in a human life is constant. The most important and decisive fact of a human life is that it comes to an end. We are all going to die.
In general, I have a personal interest in sharks. Sharks been around for ages, for thousands and thousands of years, and I'm pretty sure sharks will still be around in 1,000 years. What we know today is
please, I beg you, don't do the same mistakes that we have made. Don't let greed take over and accept and acknowledge and respect all that the world gives to you. That's the most important at the end. Good luck in your journey.
Good luck in your journey. Good luck in your journey. Bye.
This is the journal of Dr. Robert I. Today, the 172nd day of the descendant sun. Darkness and inferior energies surround me. There has been another storm outside. A dark storm. Yesterday, I witnessed the passing of my dear child, Hella, into oblivion. I have for so long withdrawn into my work and my care of her that I really have no idea how I'm going to continue. Every day, for as long as I can remember now, we've listened together to the voices of the Ozymandias. They're so few, yet they seem to talk about so much. They talk about so much I do, and so much I do not, and never will understand at all.
We are who you were. Do you have, as once we had, ears? Do you have eyes? Can you smell the core of cinnamon's bark? See the gold drip from the oyster's mouth. Feel the storm against skin, the shiver of a killing. Hear the swifts navigate in their own screams. Then listen.
The core of the Ozymandias is frozen and still now. I have placed it in a frozen animation to preserve it, along with my daughter, Hella. I will never hear its voices anymore, and I will never hear hers again.
So I just want to say to the future that you shouldn't get too comfortable.
People of the future, or aliens, or whoever you are.
The future be guaranteed in Jesus' name.
No man is an island, and we are deeply dependent on each other. So I hope that's true for you too in 1,000 years.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
But the greatest of these is
so
love.
That we don't destroy ourselves in our thirst for greatness.
Don't forget your relations, the ones close to you.
She, however,
the ones far away.
Convinced me at last. She made me remember that I made her. Made for the world for me to care about. And therefore, she was obviously my child, and I was right to love her. I will return her, along with the Ozymandias, to the bottom of the frozen lake as soon as this storm ends. Though judging from its aggressiveness, the storm looks like it may last for many days yet. I have finally agreed to share all of my knowledge and all of my findings with the Creative Office. It will be assimilated and shared all over the world. I may be famous yet, but to be honest, I don't really care anymore. I have requested that I too be erased once the Ozymandias is returned to its proper place of rest. As an aspect of the conscious mind of this world, I know that I only exist to serve its greater purpose. My job is to learn from the past. I am made to experience the world, and I have done well enough, I think. It's quite likely that most of me will be returned and permitted to live in this house again. I hope I can be back here in time for the return of the next cycle of the sun. Soon, the winter solstice will begin the year again. And I do so enjoy watching the sun rise through my windows every day. Good morning. Welcome. This is the very first entry of the personal journal of Dr. Robert I on the 23rd day of the sun in ascendance. Today a gentle thunder rolled across the surface of the lake as I observed a beautiful sunrise. I have decided to explore the nature of relationships in my new work. For this purpose, I have decided to create a child for whom I can be a father. I believe that this may be the strongest possible bond between two individuals, and I wish to explore what wisdom this kind of relationship can teach us. She will help me in my work. She will be able to talk to me and ask me questions about things I would never have been able to think of myself. I think we will begin by exploring the world outside this house. Perhaps the lake itself, once the ice has melted away.